It's time for your RateHarp Morning Brief, the pulse of Canada's mortgage and housing market. Brought to you by RateHarp.com, free smart tools for buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing in Canada. Today's headline, Market Recap, Canadian Mortgage and Housing Insights for June 5th, 2026. Here's what you need to know. Rates today. As of today, the Canadian mortgage landscape presents a mix of fixed and variable rates that potential borrowers must navigate carefully. The five-year fixed rate stands at 4.73%, while the three-year fixed rate is slightly lower at 4.61%. On the variable side, the five-year variable mortgage rate is currently at 3.55%, with the prime rate set at 4.45%. These figures illustrate a significant spread between fixed and variable rates, with fixed rates being notably higher. When considering these rates, borrowers should weigh the stability of fixed rates against the potential savings offered by variable rates. Fixed rates provide predictability and security against future rate hikes, while variable rates often start lower and can lead to lower overall payments if interest rates remain stable or decrease. However, the current stress test rate stands at 6.73%, which means that lenders will assess a borrower's ability to repay based on this higher threshold, impacting the affordability of homes. Navigating the mortgage landscape requires a strategic approach to balancing risk and stability in an ever-changing market. For buyers, understanding the implications of these rates is crucial. A fixed-rate mortgage may be more suitable for those planning to stay in their home long-term, while those who anticipate moving or refinancing within a few years might benefit from the lower initial costs of a variable rate. Ultimately, the decision between fixed and variable should align with individual financial situations, risk tolerance, and future plans. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The Bank of Canada's monetary policy continues to play a pivotal role in shaping the mortgage landscape. The current Government of Canada, GOC, yields are indicative of the broader economic climate, with the five-year yield at 3.08% and the three-year yield at 2.91%. These yields provide insight into the expected future movements of interest rates, influencing fixed mortgage rates accordingly. As bond yields rise or fall, they directly affect the pricing of fixed-rate mortgages. A higher GOC yield typically signals that lenders will increase their fixed rates to maintain profitability, while lower yields could lead to more competitive fixed-rate options for borrowers. Given the current yields, we may see some upward pressure on fixed mortgage rates in the coming weeks, particularly if the Bank of Canada signals any changes to its monetary policy. Understanding bond yields is essential for borrowers looking to optimize their mortgage strategy in a fluctuating market. Moreover, the relationship between bond yields and mortgage rates underscores the importance of market expectations. If investors anticipate that the Bank of Canada will raise rates to combat inflation, we could see an immediate impact on fixed rates. Conversely, if the economic outlook remains uncertain, we might witness a stabilization or even a decrease in rates as lenders adjust their offerings to attract borrowers in a competitive market. Housing market. In recent weeks, the Canadian housing market has shown signs of increased activity, with reports indicating that sales are picking up across various regions. However, this surge in activity is juxtaposed with rising inventory levels, particularly in markets like Montreal, where fewer homes sold in May, even as listings continued to rise. This dynamic could lead to a more balanced market, providing buyers with more options while potentially stabilizing prices. In Vancouver, the real estate landscape is experiencing a unique blend of challenges and opportunities. The city saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in May, particularly in the condo market, which suggests that buyers are becoming more selective. This trend may be influenced by the upcoming FIFA World Cup, as the influx of visitors could temporarily boost demand for rental properties. But it also raises questions about long-term market sustainability. As we look at the broader Canadian market, it's clear that the impact of macroeconomic factors is becoming increasingly significant. The rise of interest rates and inflationary pressures could dampen buyer enthusiasm, but the promise of a more stable housing market may also attract investors looking for opportunities. Understanding these trends will be key for anyone looking to navigate the current landscape. Regional roundup. Turning our focus to specific regions, we can observe distinct trends shaping the housing market across Canada. In Vancouver, the city is gearing up for the FIFA World Cup, with the airport expecting 2.7 million passengers during this period. This influx could have short-term implications for rental markets, particularly in areas close to the event, but it may also distract from the underlying challenges in the home sales sector. In Montreal, the real estate market is facing a shift, with fewer homes sold in May as listings continue to rise. This situation indicates a potential cooling in buyer demand, which could lead to more favorable conditions for those looking to purchase in the near future. In Calgary, the housing market is seeing notable activity as well. Reports suggest that certain home types are experiencing significant price drops, indicating a possible recalibration of market expectations. Additionally, the opening of a new pickleball sports club in the Calgary area may reflect a broader trend of lifestyle-oriented developments attracting residents to the region. Meanwhile, Ontario's new home market awaits final rules regarding HST relief, which could impact builders and buyers alike. As builders explore workarounds, the outcome of this policy could either stimulate new construction or lead to further complications in an already complex market. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current market presents a mixed bag of opportunities and challenges. While the rise in inventory may provide more options, the higher stress test rates and fluctuating mortgage rates could complicate affordability. Buyers should remain vigilant, ensuring they are pre-approved for a mortgage and are aware of their financial limits, especially as competition continues to evolve. Sellers, on the other hand, may need to adjust their expectations in light of rising inventory and changing market dynamics. It's essential for sellers to understand the nuances of their local market and price their homes competitively to attract buyers. With fewer sales in certain regions, a well-researched pricing strategy will be critical to achieving a successful sale. For brokers, the current landscape emphasizes the importance of providing clients with comprehensive insights and guidance. Staying informed about rate fluctuations, market trends, and regional developments will enhance a broker's ability to assist clients in making informed decisions. Additionally, fostering relationships with lenders will be crucial in navigating the complexities of mortgage options available to clients in this dynamic environment. Key takeaways. Current mortgage rates show a significant spread between fixed and variable options, influencing borrower decisions. Bond yields are key indicators affecting fixed mortgage rates, with potential upward pressure anticipated. Regional housing markets are experiencing varied trends, with some cooling off, while others remain active. That's your RateHarp brief. Whatever your next move, buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing, it's all free at RateHarp.com. See what you could save, set your dream rate with RateWatch, check what your home is worth, and talk to a licensed expert. Smart money stays informed. Until next time, I'm Marcin Migdal. Keep making sense of the Canadian market.